Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Absolutely. I was only just chatting to Amy O'Connor there and we were saying how quickly this whole season has gone. But no, we're really looking forward to next weekend.
Let's reflect briefly on last Saturday's semi-final win over Waterford. After 25 minutes, you said Cork wouldn't be preparing for an All-Ireland final, but a great turnaround.
Yeah, look, I suppose we kind of started very slow, but I guess, like, credit to Waterford, they came out, they had their homework done on us and they came out all guns blazing. I guess our fitness probably showed in the second half, we were probably that bit more fitter than them and we seemed to start working the ball through the lines, which is what we're good at. I feel like we probably lacked doing that in the first half. People were a little bit jittery on the ball and stuff, but look, we got the result at the end of the day and semi-finals are about winning them, and here we are now in an All-Ireland final.
And the introduction of Aisling Thompson with all that went on, was it playing on the players' mind or was it a factor?
No, look, I don't think it was a factor really. Like, obviously it was a very stressful week for Ash leading up to it and I'd be very close to her, so I was in touch with her the whole time or whatever, but other than that, no, I feel like it probably didn't impact the camp, but absolutely fantastic that she got off and that she was able to come on and make the impact she did.
2 weeks since that game up to the final, no distractions, just get on with the job. And obviously it's great to be looking forward to an All-Ireland final.
Absolutely, like, this is what we play camogie for, you know. All-Ireland final day up in Croke Park, where else do you want to be? You know, we've been training very, very hard since last, like, November, December time, you know. And now are the days that we need to start performing. The hard work is done and it's literally about going out, giving a performance and hopefully coming out with the cup then at the end of the day.
And looking at the season overall, Laura, got to the league final, bit unlucky to lose to Galway, won the Munster Championship and here now in the All-Ireland final. So, you know, it has been pretty productive and a successful one with the ultimate test to come.
Yeah, no, look, I suppose, like the All-Ireland final is where you want to be when you start out at the beginning of the year. I guess, like, they're kind of stepping stones, you know, league, get people game time, get people fit. Munster Championship again, start trying new players in and around those types of games. But, like, we're at the business end of things now and, like, these are certainly the games that you want to be playing in and I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you surprised Kilkenny beat Galway? Because Galway appeared to be the form team coming into the game.
I'm actually not surprised at all. I felt like Kilkenny have been going really, really well during the group stages. Galway and Kilkenny both, they actually had a draw in their last game or whatever, you know. So both teams, it was going to be tit for tat. And Kilkenny seemed to have that bit more fight in them. And Kilkenny, I seem like, always bring that, you know. You can never be beating Kilkenny by enough. Hurlers the same, you know. So, no, look, I knew Kilkenny would give Galway a massive game and they had their homework done on Galway, to be fair to them, and I thought Kilkenny were deserving winners on the day.
What impressed you most about Kilkenny?
I think their hard work is always something that Kilkenny bring. They know what they're all about. They have a system going there. You know, they're starting to work the ball through the lines a bit more than what they used to before, and they're delivering really decent ball into the two inside forwards, Miriam Walsh and Katie Nolan, who are causing an awful lot of trouble. We've been watching clips on them and stuff, and we'll have to have our homework done on Kilkenny as well, but we will have to match them, like, doggedness and fighting for every bloody ball, because that's what Kilkenny bring all of the time. And if we do not match them with that, it might not be a good outcome for us then.
Yeah, like, to beat the All-Ireland champions was going to put them in confident mode going into Sunday's game.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, like, it kind of reminded us of us maybe last year in the semi-final, you know. It was, like, such a huge game for us to go up to Croke Park last year in the semi and overturn Kilkenny, like, you know. And I feel like Kilkenny probably have done that this year. They've overturned the All-Ireland champions. So, like, Kilkenny they are a very, very decent team, and we're not going to underestimate them whatsoever. I'd say we're going to go in as underdogs here because their performance against Galway was phenomenal and ours against Waterford wasn't good enough to be beating a team like Kilkenny in an All-Ireland final. So, no, look, we've a lot to work on tactically-wise, I guess, over the next few days leading up to the game. But hopefully once we have our homework done and we go out and give that performance that we need to give, hopefully then we come out with the winning medal at the end of the day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.